Hello, everybody. My name is Seth LeBlond, and I'm talking to you today from my office at Beyond Sight here in Littleton, Colorado. For those of you who may not know, Beyond Sight is a walk-in retail store location for blindness and low vision products. We basically sell everything from playing cards and board games and tape players, magnifying glasses, all the way on up to high-tech items like computer systems, screen readers, magnification software, note takers, video magnification systems, etc. We carry about 1,150 products, and if you're curious about the store, please feel free to give us a call at 303-795-6455 or stop by our website at www.beyondsight.com. Today, we'd like to start a series of podcasts about products that we carry or like, or more of the high-tech type items that we were just talking about. Today we're going to start with the Braille Sense Plus from HIMSS. The Braille Sense Plus is a very high-tech, state-of-the-art note taker that came on the market less than a year ago. And it is comparable, if you want to think of it this way, with products like the Braille Note or the PacMate in terms of what it is expected to do for you. I'd like to start by giving sort of a physical description of the unit. First of all, the Braille Sense Plus is 9.8 by 5 by 1.5 inches in size. That 1.5 inches thick, by the way, does include the full height of the keys when not depressed. So on the edges of the unit, it actually feels like a bit less than 1.5 inches. The weight of the unit is about 2 pounds, so it is very portable, it's very light, it fits in your lap or just about anywhere pretty easily. If we orient the unit so that it's on a flat surface with the Braille display, which is a 32-cell Braille display, by the way, facing us, I'd like to go ahead and describe the top panel of the unit. At the top left corner of the top panel, that is the left corner that is farthest from you, you can find a speaker grill. There's one just like it on the top right corner. This unit is equipped with stereo speakers, so the sound is actually pretty nice, even if you don't have headphones connected to it. In the center of the part of the top panel that is farthest away from you, you will find a small 2-inch screen. This is actually a video display that's built into the unit. It's sort of handy if you happen to be in situations where sighted people would like to review your work or take a look at what you're doing. If you were in a school setting, it would be perfect for a teacher. If you were in a work setting, your boss might want to look over your shoulder, who knows. The screen orientation can be flipped, actually, also, so that if your boss or your teacher is standing in front of you rather than looking over your shoulder, you can orient the image on the screen so that it's facing the correct direction. Below these items, you'll find a standard Perkins-style keyboard with a couple of extra keys on there. In the center of the bottom, of course, you find your space bar, and above that you'll have dots 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, 6, where you would expect to find them as a Braille user. To the right of dot 6 is the Enter key, and to the left of dot 3 is the Backspace key. Below these keys, and to the left and right of the space bar, are function keys. They are simply numbered F1 through F4, and that's starting from left to right. So on the far left you have F1, then to the right of that is F2, then you have a space bar, and then F3 and F4 going to the right. Below those keys and set down just a little bit is your Braille display and its controls. Above the Braille display, there are cursor routing keys. Those appear above every single Braille cell. They have some special functions, but mostly what they do is they allow you to move your cursor to a particular location on the Braille display without having to use alternate commands to do that. You can also use the cursor routing keys to open programs in certain situations. But I think mostly, I personally use the cursor routing keys for doing exactly what their name suggests that they would do. To the left and right of the Braille display, you will find two keys. That's on either side. You'll find two keys arranged vertically. These are Braille display advance and reverse advance keys. And then, of course, at the center of the bottom, stretching nearly the entire length of the unit, is your 32-cell Braille display. Now, if we look at the front panel of the unit, that is the thin side that's facing you, if we still keep the unit oriented in the same way, you'll find a number of switches and buttons. Starting from the left, we have a switch that has three positions associated with it. It's a locking switch. When the switch is in its farthest right-hand position, the keys on the BrailleSense Plus are unlocked, and you are free to input any command that you wish. When it is in its middle position, the top panel of the keyboard is locked, so you're not able to input text, for example, but you are still able to control your media functions by using the keys on the front of the unit, which we haven't discussed yet, but we will. When the switch is in its farthest left position, all of the keys on the BrailleSense Plus are locked, so you'll find that when you press anything, not a whole lot happens. This is sort of handy if you're just listening to a book or something and you are walking around and you don't want to accidentally press any keys and lose your place. To the right of the locking switch, you'll find two round jacks. The leftmost jack is a line-in or mic jack. The rightmost jack is a headphone jack. Continuing to the right, you'll find another three-position switch. This three-position switch controls what the media buttons, which we still haven't discussed, do. On the farthest left setting, the media buttons will control your radio functions. In the center, the media buttons will control your Daisy player functions. And if you have this three-position switch all the way to the right, the media control buttons will control your media player. Or if you're listening to music or a book that is in some audio format other than Daisy. Continuing to the right, we finally come to the long-awaited media control keys. The farthest left button looks like an arrow pointing to the left, and that's because it's a reverse button. To the right of that is a smooth circular key, and that is the record button. Continuing to the right, we find a square key with a dot in the center. That is a stop button. Then we come to a rectangular key that is smooth, and it is the play pause button. And then finally we come to an arrow pointing to the right, which, predictably enough, is a forward button. Finally, on the front panel of the machine, we come to a large switch. It's by far the largest one on the front panel here, and that's your power switch. It's a spring-loaded key and you push it to the right, and then let it spring back, and the unit will power up. Now, if we go ahead and look on the right panel, that's the thin panel on the far right side, if you will, of the unit, there are a couple of things of note here. If we start from the front and work our way back, we will find first a USB port. It is a mini USB, and it's useful if you're connecting, let's say, a Braille... Well, you wouldn't have to connect a Braille display. That was just going to be a silly thing I was going to say, but I'm not going to say that now. It would be useful if you have any type of device, like, let's say, a computer plugging into your unit. If you're going to use the Braille Sense Plus as a Braille display, for example, you're probably going to use this mini USB jack, because you'll have a miniature plug on one end of your USB cable and a standard plug that plugs into your desktop or laptop computer on the other end. So that's what that port is for. If you continue back just a little bit, there's a regular-sized USB port, and that's a client, or a master port, rather. It is useful if you want to plug in a thumb drive or an external hard drive or something like that, some device that your BrailleSense Plus is actually going to be controlling. And then back just a little bit from that, you'll find a small round jack. That is your AC power jack. Moving on to the left side of the unit, starting from the front again, you'll find a sort of a fairly large slot. That is a compact flash slot, and you can use it to add devices or add memory that's in that particular medium. Just back from that is a much smaller slot, which, predictably enough, is for an SD card. So SD card devices can also be plugged into your BrailleSense Plus. Now, if you rotate the unit 180 degrees so that the Braille display is facing away from you, there are a few things of note on the rear panel also. We're going to start from the right, actually, because there's not anything of particular interest on the left-hand side. On the far right is a button that is inside of a recessed circle, and that is a soft reset button. It's a button that you use to sort of get yourself out of dire straits, if you will. It is not a destructive reset. You won't lose any files or settings or anything like that, but you may find it helpful if the unit ever locks up for whatever reason. Hopefully that won't happen too often, but technology being what it is, it's sometimes difficult to predict these things. Moving to the left, you will find a thing that feels sort of like a large telephone jack. It is not a telephone jack, but it is a LAN port. So it allows you to plug a device like an Ethernet modem or a router in. So you can get high-speed internet through that. It is a 10100 Ethernet port. To the left of that, you'll find a 9-pin male serial port. If you ever have any serial devices like a Braille Blazer from eons ago or something like that, you could always plug that into the serial port. The package for the BrailleSense Plus also includes a serial-to-parallel cable. And this serial-to-parallel cable is sort of useful if you happen to have a parallel printer or something like that. You can plug a parallel printer in this way into that port. And then, further to the left still, you'll find a female 15-pin VGA port. And that is what you're going to use to plug in a standard VGA-type monitor. It's sort of helpful if you're ever in a presentation or giving a presentation for people who need to see. because it's sort of handy to be able to display what you're working on and what you're reading on a large monitor as opposed to the tiny screen that we talked about at the beginning of this podcast. So there you have the physical layout of the BrailleSense Plus. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn that unit on for you, and we'll explore it a little bit.
Power on. File Manager F.
That's pretty typical of what happens when you turn your unit on for the very first time. Let me explain sort of what just happened there. We turned the power on, and there is a chime that plays, and it says power on. You can turn that chime off, actually, and it does improve your power on efficiency. It takes a couple seconds less to come up if you turn that chime off. But in any case, it's on here, and so you got to hear it. Don't you feel special now? Then the unit says File Manager, and that just happens to be because that's where I left off when I turned the unit off. The BrailleSense Plus will come back in the middle of whatever you were working on when you turned the thing off. If you were inside of a program, the BrailleSense Plus will actually say task name, and then it will name the program that you are working in at that time. However, if it doesn't say task name, then you are in what I like to think of as the main menu of the unit. The file manager happens to be the top item in that main menu. And so from here, we have the ability to go and start arrowing down and see what we come to. The file manager is basically a way of browsing, of course, all of the files and folders that are stored on any media that is connected to your BrailleSense. The media built in is called the flash disk, but if you have a compact flash card or an SD card or a hard drive or a USB thumb drive or some other type of media hooked up, you will be able to browse the content of that media inside the file manager, and you can create new folders and rename folders and delete folders and play media files and all sorts of things from within the file manager. It's very much like navigating through Windows Explorer. We're going to go ahead and go down an item, and we can do this by pressing a .4 with the spacebar, or we could do it with the Braille display advanced keys. We're going to go ahead and go down.
Word processor, W.
The word processor is a Microsoft Word compatible word processor, so you can save in .doc format, you can save in BRF format. There is a proprietary format also that HIMSS has created. You can save in that. You can save in text format. It's extremely versatile, and it will actually allow you to have quite a number of formatting attributes added to your documents. So it's a very powerful word processor, and it's not out of the question that you would possibly want to, you know, read BRF files that you yourself didn't create inside of here. So it's not just a word processor, but it's where you're going to go to read something if you download books, let's say, from Web Braille or somewhere like that. Okay, we're going to go down again.
GW Sense Navigation.
GW Sense Navigation is a program that is built into every BrailleSense Plus. It is a GPS software. Now, that's not to say that every BrailleSense Plus comes with a license to use it. But if you do decide to purchase the GW Sense Navigation GPS software license, you won't have to actually install anything on your BrailleSense. All you have to do is pop in a compact flash card that they send you that has a key on it. And this key enables the GW Sense Navigation product to activate and work. So the good news is, if you decide to get the GPS software, there's not a whole lot of work that goes into making that work for you. Incidentally, this software is based on a software development kit from Sendero. So if you've ever used GPS software for the Braille Note or Voice Note, or if you've ever used Mobile Geo or something like that, the software will be very familiar to you. It is not identical because the entire interface of the Sense, or the, you know, the Braille Sense Plus, is entirely different from any of the other products that I just mentioned. But it is a very powerful, very useful tool to help you navigate.
Address Manager A.
That speaks for itself. It allows you to manage just about every piece of information you could ever possibly want to know about your friends. You can keep notes on them. You can keep their phone numbers. You can keep their addresses. You can organize all sorts of information about colleagues and friends inside there.
Schedule Manager S.
Here's our Schedule Manager. Again, that's very self-explanatory. It's an appointment calendar, and it's very powerful. You can set up recurring schedules. You can have alarms go off at separate times from your appointment to remind you, or you can not have them go off at all. You can have all sorts of great things happen in this Schedule Manager.
Email E.
This is a POP3 email client. And so if you have Gmail or you have email through your work or something like that, you are definitely able to set up your email in here, and your email comes up in a nice little list. It's very handy to have that happen. It's a, again, just a nice, simple to use email editing, composing, and receiving tool.
Media player M.
The media player is capable of playing all sorts of different audio and even video formats. The video, incidentally, will not display on the screen, but if you happen to have like a WMV file, Windows Movie File, it will play the audio from that on your BrailleSense Plus. So it is able to play video as well as audio. In terms of audio formats, you're looking at WAV, WMA, MP3, even Ogg Vorbis. So it's very useful. It's just about as useful as having Winamp, which is kind of nice.
Radio R.
The unit does have a built-in FM radio, and that's what it's referring to. It's better to have headphones plugged in because there's no built-in antenna for this radio. So it will allow you to listen to FM radio stations, but you really should have headphones plugged in if you want to get good reception.
Web browser B.
The web browser is a very powerful tool. It is very much like browsing in Internet Explorer. You can download files. There are very few limitations to this web browser, except that sometimes streaming media may not work the same way on your BrailleSense Plus as it might work on your computer. Because, for example, your BrailleSense Plus can't play real media content or things like that. So, apart from that, though, you can browse the web, and you can do it in kind of a cool way. I personally think there's something neat about having a portable device that allows you to read the web on the in Braille. that allows you to type grade 2 into forms and auto-translates that. It is a very nice tool.
Daisy Player, D.
Daisy Player, that's pretty self-explanatory to most of you. It allows you to play Daisy Books. It does support Daisy 3. So you're able to listen to audiobooks or even books that are Daisy that do not have audio content associated with them.
Bluetooth Manager L.
This unit does have built-in Bluetooth, in addition to the fact that it has built-in Wi-Fi, incidentally, which I don't believe I mentioned before. The Bluetooth is useful, especially if you have the GPS sense navigation, because that's how you're going to connect your GPS receiver via Bluetooth, more than likely. More Bluetooth support is coming. At present, you could, if you wanted, connect the Braille Sense Plus to a Bluetooth keyboard, and you can also transfer files via Bluetooth. It's something that I've done, for example, between my Braille Sense Plus and my Nokia cell phone. So this is a powerful tool already that's only going to get better.
MSN Messenger.
MSN Messenger. It's a popular chat client, as you probably know. And it does allow you to write in grade 2 Braille, and you can receive grade 2 Braille messages and all that good stuff. You just log on with your Windows Live ID, now they call it, and you can go ahead and chat with all your friends without benefit of a computer. It's kind of nice.
Database Manager, D.
There is a powerful database manager built into this product, and the best part about it is that it is incredibly easy to use. It can allow you to track all sorts of things. If you are a teacher, for example, it may allow you to track the progress of individual students. You could use it to track expense reports. You could use it to keep track of what your favorite sports teams are doing. Anything that you want, you can create your own templates and your own tables, and it is very powerful and extremely simple to operate.
Utility.
Now, here's your utility menu. I'm going to go ahead and press enter on here because there are a bunch of things in here that we may want to talk about briefly.
Calculator, C.
Here's a scientific calculator for you. It does have pretty much every function that you would want in a scientific calculator.
Set data time, T. Check data time, D. Wake up alarm, A.
Wake up alarm is a little bit different from your appointment calendar, because it is not going to have any text attached to it. It's just going to be an alarm clock for you, but still useful.
Calendar L.
Here's a calendar. It's interesting. There's a lunar calendar in here also. I haven't quite figured out exactly who's interested in that, but there you have it.
Pronunciation dictionary, P.
There is a pronunciation dictionary, so for example, no device ever says LeBlond correctly, my last name. It's almost a given that any given speech synthesizer will say Lebland or something like that. So I tend to use these pronunciation dictionaries a little more than most, perhaps.
Stopwatch, W.
Of course, you have a built-in stopwatch and countdown timer as well inside this stopwatch. So if you really want, you can use this thing as a countdown timer. Now, if all you really need is to boil an egg, and all you need is a countdown timer, you don't need to buy a note taker, probably. But it does have this functionality built into it, so it saves you having to buy a countdown timer if you have the note taker.
Terminal for screen reader, S.
Terminal for screen reader. You could use this as a braille display, of course, for your window eyes or JAWS, whatever screen reader you happen to be using.
Set up internet,
obviously, is pretty self-explanatory. That's where you kind of go to set up your Wi-Fi settings, or if you don't have a DHCP server configured on your router, you can manually input IP information if you're connecting through LAN.
Network status.
Network status allows you to just check whether you're connected to a network without going into your setup and setting everything up all over again.
Power status.
Power status, of course, will tell you your battery level.
Backup restore option settings.
Now, backup and restore is cool because this allows you to automatically backup or restore any data that you happen to have on the unit. So if you're about to do an update or something like that, I've never actually seen an update destroy your files, but you have the option to backup and then restore later any work that you were doing.
Upgrade BrailleSense plus V32OS.
Upgrade BrailleSense OS. Now, this is one of the greatest features of this note taker, in my opinion. The update process is so simple that it's almost laughable. You basically make sure you have a connection to the internet, either Wi-Fi or Ethernet. You make sure that it's plugged into electricity, and you press enter here, and it asks you if you want to upgrade online, and you press enter, and it goes out automatically, searches for the update file. If there are no updates available, it tells you there are no updates available that are newer than your current version. If there are updates available, it just downloads and installs your update automatically. There's no jumping through hoops. You don't have to go on a website, download a file, put it on a card, put it in your machine, run an external program, put another file on a card, run another external program, etc., etc., as some note takers are requiring you to do these days. So the upgrade feature is very nice. I'm going to go ahead and get out of this utilities menu now.
Utility, option settings,
Option settings, you can get to any time anyway by just pressing your space with O command, but it allows you to configure lots and lots of features about how your BrailleSense Plus gives you information. Your punctuation settings, your default word processor file type, your keyboard echo, your just about everything.
Help.
And help. This is the entire BrailleSense Plus manual right here. And the BrailleSense manual is able to sort of get you through almost anything, obviously. I mean, that's why they call it the manual. So people will ask, for example, does a Braille manual come with this unit? Well, a Braille quick reference does, but the Braille manual, I think, would be pretty big. The good news is that if you go into help here and you read on your Braille display, you are able to get help with anything that you want. So that's kind of nice. That's sort of a rundown on the basic features that this unit comes with, and that's the order that these all come in. If you get to memorize this order, as I mentioned earlier in this podcast, you can use cursor routing keys to open programs directly. Like, I'm sitting on help right now. If I want to open the word processor, I don't have to go up to the top of the list and then scroll down until I get to the word processor and then press enter. I can just hit the second cursor routing key.
Word processor, W.
And then press enter.
Top of document.
And here I am inside of a document. One of the cool things about the BrailleSense Plus is that inside the programs, everything is menu driven. There are shortcut keys to perform just about every function. But if you forget what those shortcut keys are, you can press the key that is directly to the left of the spacebar, or the F2 key, to open up a menu, just sort of like pressing the Alt key on a computer keyboard, which, incidentally, is also right next to the spacebar, so logical placement there. If I press that key...
File F, pull down, menu.
Okay, now it's giving me my different menus, which I can arrow through.
N, E, pull down. Go to G, pull down. Read R, pull down. Layout L, pull down. File F, pull
and then back up menu. To the top. If I want to look at what's in this menu, I simply hit enter on it.
New N, pull down enter N menu.
And now it's giving me what my shortcut keys are
O,
here.
O, common dialog, enter O menu item. Save, S, enter S menu item. Save as, A, common dialog, space S menu item.
So it's very Windows-like. I usually tell customers that if they have ever used a Windows-based computer, they will find themselves right at home with a BrailleSense Plus, because it is very much like navigating inside the Windows operating system. There won't be much of a learning curve for folks who are familiar with Windows. If you happen to be already familiar with Windows and other note takers, then you really won't have a learning curve at all, because if you just were to imagine combining the feature set of a Braille note, for example, with the ease of use of the Windows navigation or operating system, you would tend to find that there's very little that you'd have to learn at all. One of the most common questions that people ask me is, why a note taker? Why not a laptop? My response to that question is usually that I don't think the two of those things are mutually exclusive. The reason for that is that laptops and note takers, first of all, have different capabilities. They're sort of geared towards different needs. And second of all, laptops and note takers can work together. You don't necessarily have to say, well, I have a laptop now, I don't need a note taker. Just because you have a laptop doesn't necessarily mean you wouldn't want to have a Braille display that you could connect to it, or that you wouldn't want to have something smaller than a laptop that you could bring around to different locations with you. Laptops take much more time to boot up than a BrailleSense Plus, because your laptop is typically going to have a hard drive and an operating system like Windows XP or Windows Vista or soon Windows 7, and those operating systems take some time to boot up. The BrailleSense Plus is flash memory based and doesn't have an operating system quite as complex, if you will, and so it doesn't take any time to boot up. You press the power switch and within a few seconds you're ready to go. The battery life on a BrailleSense Plus is significantly better than the battery life on a laptop, even a modern laptop with very good battery life. I have, for example, a laptop that gets about 6 hours to a charge. I can expect at least three times that amount using a BrailleSense Plus, so I'll get much more battery life out of it. We talked earlier about the GPS solution. Much, much easier to carry around a note taker to help you with your GPS than to carry around a laptop, even if you're dealing with one of those new netbooks that are very small and very light. Speaking of very small and very light, even the netbook is not as small and portable and light as a note taker is. Granted, a laptop does allow you to add functionality. That is to say, if your laptop is lacking a capability that you're in need of, then you can go to Best Buy or some other computer retailer online or in person and buy software that adds your needed functionality. Not so with the BrailleSense Plus. With the BrailleSense Plus, the applications that come built into the unit are the only applications you can use with it. That said, there's not necessarily any guarantee that off-the-shelf software is going to work right out of the box perfectly with your screen reader. There is an absolute certainty, however, that all of the software that is built into your note taker will work perfectly with the Braille display and with the speech because it's built with those needs in mind, where off-the-shelf software really is not. So there are advantages and disadvantages to having note takers or laptops. Certainly, I wouldn't want to be standing up in the front of a room full of people delivering a speech while listening to a laptop. But if I had a BrailleSense Plus, I wouldn't have to worry about that too much, because I would be able to read my speech in Braille and deliver it relatively seamlessly. This would, again, not be the case with a laptop. If I buy a BrailleSense Plus and I find that it doesn't do quite everything that I need it to, maybe I need it to stream some real media content, maybe I need a money management software, then I always have the option of adding a laptop later with those capabilities and connecting my BrailleSense to it to use the Braille display with it. So I actually think a laptop and a note taker go hand in hand. I don't believe they're in competition with one another. I think that they complement one another. All that said, this concludes this podcast. If you have any questions, again, feel free to give us a call at 303-795-6455. You can reach me directly if you dial extension 102. You can also email me at Seth, that's S-E-T-H, at BeyondSight, BeyondSight.com. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.